Hello, hello, hello. So we all know what time it is. It's that time of the year when it's all festive, it's all henna, it's all Karwa Chauth and the Shera and Diwali. And it means a lot. You know, it's the biggest festival, biggest export from India. And I want to talk about what Diwali stands for us. For gay people, for people who are a little out of the norm, out of the heteronormative Diwali, Indian, Punjabi, North Indian celebrations, and what it was like for me. So I want to talk about my earliest memory of Diwali, which was always, you know, spending it with my family. And my dad always, you know, so the Shera was like the starting point. And from there, it's like 14 days, which is Diwali. And it's the triumph of good over evil. And they always talked about how Diwali was like the biggest thing. And then it came the wedding season. So that was like the most festive, the most fun part of the year. And my dad used to always buy me these red patakas, this ladi, which was like Koch brand. And, you know, ironically, it was called Koch brand. And dad used to buy me that. And I used to get one a day, starting the Shera. And I, as a little child, I used to sit and blow one at a time from a distance, throwing it in a burning bucket. And dad used to be with me. So that's like father-son bonding that happened, and it was cute, it was fun, it was restricted but fun. And then Diwali came, the big day when you did the puja, you did the prayers, and then you went with dad and he bought you all the crackers you wanted, you needed, or whatever you felt like. And you really felt like that child, that happy child who got everything on that day. And I would burst it with my brother, with dad, with, you know, other people around, family around. And it was so much fun. It was like the best fun I had all year. It was so amazing because it was so easy and it had nothing to do with sexuality or sex or anything, you know. But this was when I was a child. As I grew up, you know, my sister's husband asked me one Diwali to walk and show him how I walked. And my brother and my sister and her husband, they all sat there and watched me as I walked. And they're like, yeah, it's kind of girly, but you can make it manlier, you know, you can man it up. And why do you act like a woman and all these things? And that was the beginning of the Diwali trauma for me, because as all the women in my family or around me, they all were so excited. They all had husbands. They all, you know, were excited, and they put like mehndi and henna, and it was just all festive, except I was completely excluded out of it. So my only role was maybe, okay, you can burst a cracker and that's all you can do. And I said, you know, I wanted to put henna like my sister or my sister-in-law, and I was so excited about it. And they said, no, you're not a girl. They're going to call you a chakka. They're going to call you a hijra. They're going to call you names if you do such a thing. You're not a woman. Why would you do such a thing? And you know what? They called me all of that anyway. And I missed out on everything that I wanted to do. So here I am today sitting with mehndi, like, do I become a hijra or a chakka? And even if I do, who the fuck cares? You know, who the fuck cares about anything? And so I came every year from Australia to just, you know, enjoy Diwali with my family. And it was always very contrived. It was always very hetero. And it was always, you know, no expression or individuality in any way or creativity. So I kind of stopped coming for it. It was not important. It was whatever. And today I'm sitting here in Delhi. And after so many years, you know, people were like, what are you doing for Diwali? What are you doing for Diwali? And I was just like, I'm not doing anything, you know. They're like, why aren't you going and seeing your family? And I was just like, that is not my family, you know, where I can't be myself, where I'm not celebrated. I have no purpose or intention of going there just for the sake of it, just because I'm supposed to or just because I should. Why should I? And I decided that if anyone, I'm going to throw the Diwali party of the season, and I'm going to own this and get my power back and celebrate it with my chosen family. And not only once, I got to celebrate it twice with so many people, amazing people, so much love, gay queens, straight queens, but all lovers. I could get henna. Everyone got henna. I got a henna wala. And we had a great time without sex and sexuality doing anything to us. We just being ourselves and doing what makes us happy and having a celebration together, having a drink together. Not about crackers at all, because fuck all, we've polluted it enough. And just light a diya, feel happy, and enjoy yourself without gambling away your money, showing your wealth, or whatever it is. We all dressed in cute kurtas. I have never been into ethnic wear because my father thinks we are all, you know, animals without the British culture, and we really should dress appropriately. And for him, these kurta pajamas and all this is not appropriate wear. It's village wear. So, you know, it's all unboxing all of that trauma and really just enjoying yourself and celebrating it with your husband or your wives or your bestest friends, whomever you call family. And I was able to do that without having to go home and subject myself to that pressure and that heteronormativity. So I think, be it any festive season or any kind of, I don't know, weddings or season, you know, whatever pressures come with that kind of culture, Punjabi culture, what we grew up with, I think it's important to unpack that trauma and really own it and think back to what you wanted to do and whether you can finally do it and whether you can own it without feeling guilty or disappointing people or, you know, just fuck them. Just live your life and have an amazing, amazing gay Diwali.